Richard, D-U-H-O-N. Richard, first name, D-U-H-O-N, last name. Today's 10/24/4968. Chief complaint, severe neck pain. Number two, when I turn my neck, I get dizzy. Number four, shoulder pain. Next one is left arm pain. Next one is left arm weakness. Next one is headache. Next one is he's had his symptoms off and on for some time, but his left arm pain is definitely getting worse. Our patient is a 54-year-old outside inspector that doesn't do a lot of work at this time. He's a manager and a supervisor, period. The paragraph, he comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past week or so, allergy, none, medications, none, COVID immunization, none, medical problems, negative, surgery, gallbladder surgery, family history, diabetes, and high blood pressure, COVID immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization, his weight's 207, he's gained about 7 pounds in the past few months, 98%, 97.4, 16, 75, 147 over 97, never had any blood pressure issues in the past. Oh, by the way, before we go to that, let's put a review of system. Number one, increased weight. Number two, dizziness. Number three, left arm pain. Next number is severe neck pain. Next number is history of chronic neck pain. Next number, numbness and tingling. Next number, increased weight. Next number is history of fatty liver. Let's send him for an MRI of the neck. Can I get a go-imaging thing?
Yeah, I think
it's going
for MRI and sleep study.
Mm-hmm, and sleep study. An exam, no, we did the vital signs, heart positive, some positive, two lungs, your clear abdomen is obese, but soft neck shows no epidural, extremity shows edema, trace, neurological, non-focal, except for left-sided weakness noted, upper extremity. Number one, severe neck pain. Number two, C-spine of the neck shows what looks to be total and complete destruction of the space between C5 and C6. Next number, cannot rule out spinal stenosis. Next number, MRI is necessary ASAP. Next number, patient was injected. Patient next number had an EKG then, which was within normal limits. Next number, patient required injection via lidocaine and Depakote in his cervical spine for relief. Next number, Depomedrol 80 milligram was used for this purpose. Next number, he does have a right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, rule out sleep apnea. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is lose weight. Next number, on his sinus x-ray, he does have what looks like severe sinus infection. He was treated with Biaxin as well as Nasonex. Next number, EKG within normal limits. Next number, set up for an MRI. Next number, because of RVH, we do a sleep study on an outpatient basis. Next number, he does have family history of hypertension and diabetes, but his blood work was done most recently at a physical for his job, and his testosterone, blood sugar, and everything else was within normal limits. Next number is because increased blood pressure elevation, we'll check blood pressure on an outpatient basis. Next number is because of dizziness, we looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number is because of palpitation. We looked at his echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next number, he does have mild BPH. Next number, lower extremity edema is multifactorial. Next number, rule out sleep apnea. Next number, MRI of the head ordered. Next number, dizziness as above. Next number, neck pain. Next number, pedal edema. Next number, palpitation. Next number, findings discussed with patient and wife at length before leaving the office. Thank you.